It is 4:17, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it's Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
And today our throwback year is 1974.
Yes.
That's the year that People Magazine was first published.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you a fan of the People Magazine?
I don't know that I've ever... Probably when I was getting my haircut
somewhere. I was going to say, I'm trying to think of when I've ever looked or read People Magazine, and it's either... at the hairdresser or in line at the grocery store.
Oh, when you're in line at the grocery store, do you pick up the magazines
and leaf
through them?
It depends on what's on the cover.
Okay.
But no, I don't normally. But,
all right.
You know, it depends.
Interesting.
So the debut issue of People Magazine was published on March 4th, 1974. The premiere edition featured actress Mia Farrow, who was then starring in the film The Great Gatsby, on the cover. The inaugural issue, which cost 35 cents and had 72 pages, featured articles about people as varied as the author of The Exorcist, fashion designer Gloria Vanderbilt, and Marina Oswald, the widow of John F. Kennedy's assassin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They really did cover everything, didn't they?
It also gave voice to the wives of missing in action Vietnam servicemen and the family of kidnapped heiress Patty Hearst.
Wow.
So they really ran the gamut there with their topics.
Are they still that varied? People Magazine, or have they kind of narrowed down to more?
I feel like it's more celebrities.
Shallow.
Yeah, I feel like it's more celebrities now. The first issue, printed in black and white, except for the cover, had an initial press run of 1.4 million copies. Now, People's founding editor was Richard Stolle. He came from the newsweekly Life, where he'd been assistant managing editor, and he had gained fame for acquiring the Zapruder film of JFK's assassination.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was
That's a biggie. It's a big get.
Yes, it sure is. Stolle's almost religious determination to keep the magazine People Focus contributed significantly to its rapid early success. The core of the small founding editorial team included other editors, writers, photographers, and photo editors from Life magazine, which had ceased publication just 13 months earlier. To get the magazine out each week, founding staff members regularly slept on the floor of their offices two or three nights each week and severely limited all non-essential outside engagement.
That's commitment.
That is
commitment. You gotta get that thing printed.
Yeah.
Do it.
So People is known for its annual Sexiest Man Alive issue. That's a big
one. Did you hear that Will Ferrell wants to be recognized? Because he said there's never comedians. There's never been a comedian, I don't think, that's been recognized, like a specific comedian.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's been actors who play funny roles, but no specific comedian. And Will Ferrell, willing to be the first.
Well, why not? I don't see why not.
Sarah, I don't know.
The origin,
I don't see that kind of stuff. I don't
the
know.
The origin of the title was a discussion on a planned story on Mel Gibson.
Mm.
And someone exclaimed, oh my gosh, he is the sexiest man alive. And so they were like,
wow,
you should use that as a cover line.
Sure.
And so
they
the
did.
First
stuck.
Sexiest man alive was, who do you think the first sexiest man alive was?
Was it Mel Gibson?
It was Mel Gibson, yes.
If it hadn't been, it would have been a letdown.
Right.
It?
In 1985, Mel Gibson.
The first one. That was Lethal Weapon, Mel Gibson.
As of 2022, former winners John F. Kennedy Jr., Sean Connery, and Patrick Swayze have since died, and Kennedy Jr. and David Beckham are the only two non-entertainers to have won the accolade.
Wait, who are the two? It's
John F. Kennedy Jr. and David Beckham.
And David Beckham.
The only two non-entertainers that have won.
Okay.
Yeah. Multiple winners include George Clooney, Richard Gere, Brad Pitt, and Johnny Depp. And the most recent winner,
Johnny Depp,
was Patrick Dempsey.
No.
Yeah, it's young Johnny Depp, maybe. I don't know.
Not crazy Johnny Depp?
So People also puts out an annual list of the 100 most beautiful people. Julia Roberts holds the record for most times named with 5. Michelle Pfeiffer, Jennifer Aniston, and Kate Hudson have appeared twice.
Right.
And in 2020, Goldie Hawn, Kate Hudson, and Hudson's daughter, Rani, made history becoming the first multi-generational cover stars of The Beautiful Issue.
Oh, clever.
In addition, Hawn and her granddaughter concurrently became the oldest and youngest to cover The Beautiful Issue.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. While Hollywood fan magazines and gossipy tabloids had long existed, the launch of People helped bring entertainment and celebrity reporting to the mainstream media, spawning copycat publications like Us Weekly and Entertainment Tonight on television.
Yeah, I see that Us Weekly. That's still out there, right? I see that at the checkout.
But the magazine has earned respect, and I did not know this, but apparently it has a refusal to publish unsubstantiated rumors.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Didn't know that their journalistic integrity was that high at People Magazine, but
or anywhere really, but
there you go.
Tip of the hat. Good.
Yeah.
All right.
However, People has been criticized for paying very high prices for exclusive celebrity photographs, which can increase bidding wars between competing publications. People reportedly paid $4.1 million in 2006 for photos of newborn Shiloh Nuvel Jolie Pitt, the child of Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. The photo set a single-day traffic record for their website, attracting 26.5 million page views. However, that was chump change compared to what they paid in August of 2008 for baby photos of Knox Leon and Vivian Jolie Pitt.
Jeez, these Pitt kids, they're worth a lot of money.
Yeah, those photos were sold to People and Hello magazine for $15 million.
Creepers, creepers.
Yeah.
Do you really want to see the pictures of the kids? I mean, no offense to them, but you want to see pictures of the kids that bad?
Well, apparently they do, because they paid that much money
for
it.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
So People claimed the largest audience of any U.S. magazine for nearly a decade until 2018, when it surrendered the title to AARP.
A worthy adversary in the print
magazine.
People magazine,
yes. Yeah. So today, People reaches 96 million consumers, including 2 in 5 adult consumers.
Okay.
And 1 in 2 moms.
Oh, okay. So that's half.
I guess.
That's half, everybody.
As of March 2024, the magazine had 32 million weekly print readers and 77 million monthly visitors to its website.
All right. People magazine, Sarah.
Yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with it, did you?
Yeah. So I thought, since People magazine is all about celebrity, we're going to play Fame by David Bowie.
But no unsubstantiated.
No, only the real deal stuff.
Celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
Please. Pure. Keep it pure. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, David Bowie. It's Fame on Legends. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about a magazine all about fame and famous people.
Yeah.
People magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was first published in 1974, and that's our Throwback Thursday year.
It sure is. Let's recap 3 things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Mia Farrow appeared on the first cover of People.
The first sexiest man alive was Mel Gibson in 1985.
And today, People magazine reaches 2 in 5 adult consumers. Mostly at the, I would think mostly at the grocery store and, like we said, the hair salon.
I would think so, yeah. I mean, hair salons and dentist's
offices
have to be.
Yeah, any kind of doctor's office, I suppose, where they have magazines, yeah.
How much of the subscription base do you think doctor's offices or medical offices and beauty parlors?
Most of it, I would
make.
Think.
I would think so, too.
Yeah.
Do you think a lot of people still get them delivered to their home?
I don't know.
You've told me, you shared a story on the air yesterday, I think it was yesterday, about how you get your neighbor's mail sometimes.
Yeah.
And you've told me.
Right. They got a TV guide, which I didn't know existed.
And this wasn't 20 years ago.
No, this was like, you know, last year.
That's fantastic. I love TV guide.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know that they published it still.
No. Who did? Who did? Well, your neighbor did.
Now you know. There you go. Yeah. If you're interested.
I hope you got that back to them in a timely manner.
I did. Like that day. I'm not going to keep somebody's mail for longer than I need to.
They need to know what's on TV, Sarah. We need to know, how do we learn more about People magazine? Where do we go? What do we do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day. And there's a video of the Wiki Corner up on our Facebook page,
yes.
legends1027,
right.
facebook.com/legends1027, and then also on our YouTube channel.
Yeah. Yeah, you can check out the toilet conversation we had during the song.
Oh, yes.
It's all right there.
Don't want to miss that.
Back tomorrow, 4:10, fresh episode for a Friday.
Absolutely.
Super. Traffic and weather next on Legends 102.7.